Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, Trip, hit him over the head with another one of them bangers, man. Stop playing with him.
Say she like my shirt, match my jeans, come go on and on. Say she like my chain, match my ring, come go on and on. Say she like my shirt, match my jeans, come go on and on. Say she like my chain, match my ring, come go on and on. I'm going and on. We going and on. I'm going and on. We going and on. Say she like my shirt, match my jeans. Say she like my chain, match my ring. Yeah, they know I stamped up, cause this is crunch time. Eat these rappers like they my dinner when it's lunch time. I just let them all hang, yeah, we know they all talk. Feels like all eyes on me, Tupac. I can't stop, no, I won't stop. Diamonds dancing like Michael, have a moonwalk. I'm so hot, wait till this drop. This my wristwatch, look at my wristwatch. Blow work for fresh Bentley coupe from off the lot. Well done bars, I just got them out the pot. These old rappers hate my swag, I watch them rot. Goonin' on them every day, I count another knot. Say she like my shirt, match my jeans, come goonin' on. Say she like my chain, match my ring, come goonin' on. Say she like my shirt, match my jeans, come goonin' on. Say she like my chain, match my ring, come goonin' on. I'm goonin' on. Say she like my chain, match my ring. Topic of discussion, they are worried about my deal. Word on the street, Soulja Boy gave me a meal. You been cold, I been hot. They just look at you and laugh, you a mascot. Water boy, I be popping bottles. You be bagging in your hood, bitches for a dollar. Top models, I like the eye cash. Have her rolling up the perk, call it granddaddy. Tell her go hard, or make her go home. Getting hit while I'm high, call it sky dumb. Prank calls to my iPhone. She a turn on, but I swear mine gone. She like to do it with the lights on. Bite on a nigga's ear, Mike Tyson. Red bottoms, yeah, she superwoman. She be killing her with swag, yeah, she going and on. Say she like my shirt, match my jeans, come going and on. Say she like my chain, match my ring, come going and on. Say she like my shirt, match my jeans, come going and on. Say she like my chain, match my ring, come going and on. I'm going and on. We going and on. I'm going and on. We going and on. Say she like my shirt, match my jeans.
Hello, 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 everybody out there. I hope you guys are tuned in to the DJ Black Season Vienna show. This is where it all goes down. I got an outstanding panel today, guys. You're going to dig this. I got my man Justin Khalil, hip-hop artist, just got done with his debut with Street Runners. He just got done with his production with Street Runners. The song is called Love You Tonight. We're going to get in touch with him. We have him on the phone. Justin, are you there? What's up, man?
What's going on, DJ Black Caesar? How you doing tonight?
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I got a lot of stuff going on, brother. I'm sorry about the mix-up, man. I'm sorry about that. But, hey, we're going to get it right anyway. We're going to get on with the show, let these people know who you are and what you got going on. Also, I got my man JoJo. I haven't even called yet. I just thought about that. Haven't called him yet, but we're going to call him up in a second. I got my man Kenny, the Joker, on the phone, and his brother Robert. They're on the phone, and they're going to tell you a little bit about what they got going on in Mississippi. That's what we do it real big, guys. What's up, Kenny? How you doing, Merk?
Hey, what up, big man? What up? A.K.A. the landlord.
Hey, this guy right here, you're going to dig it, man. You're going to love
partner,
this guy.
I promise you, that's my partner.
Hey, you're going to love this guy. Everybody out there, I also got my girl, Phoenix. She's an R&B singer. She just got done with the Hip Hop Awards.
I heard that song.
She's calling me back right now, but I can't call her, so I can't answer the phone. But, hey, guys, I'm going to call her back in just a minute. Also, I got my girl, Vianna, on the phone. What's up, Vianna?
What's up, DJ Black Caesar? What's going on?
Hey, man, it's hard being the Caesar, man. It's hard being the landlord, man. I got so much going on right now. It's really, really, really taking a lot out of me. Hey, girl, we also got A Money on the phone giving you guys the entertainment news. What's up, A Money?
What's up, DJ Black Caesar and Vianna? It's your girl, A Money, into the guest salam, everybody.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what's up, man. We appreciate that, A Money. Also, we're gonna get a little bit into it with Sister Gidget. She's gonna call us up in a little bit, so you guys tune in for that. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and introduce the show, man. This is what we all do. This is what we do right here. Basically, what it is this is a talk show. We break albums on the show. If I don't have your album, it's not getting broke. I can tell you that right now. But if I do have your album, it's getting broke on this show tonight. And what we do is we ask for a world premiere. And basically, what that is you're gonna give me hey, this is your boy Kenny. This is your boy Merc, and we're such and such, and we're on DJ Black Caesar and Vianna show, so just show us love. That's basically a world premiere right there, guys. So everybody got that. We can go on with the
DJ
show.
DJ Black Caesar and Rihanna.
No,
Vianna.
Vianna.
Is that how you saying her name?
Vianna with a V.
Oh, V. Vianna.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, check it out, Kenny. But the way the show works is...
I like that Vianna sausage, Vianna.
Something like that. It's a little something like that.
Okay,
it's
okay.
So
well,
different.
I just want to make sure I was saying it right.
Yeah. We appreciate that, bro.
Now.
We appreciate that. Hey, everybody, the way the show works is like this, guys. If you're not supposed to be talking, then be quiet until your time is up. When your time is up, you can tell everybody, or you tell the world about what you got going on, guys. Okay, because that's how we like to do it. So, because we don't have a lot of time for the show, this is only like a two-hour show, so everybody talking back and forth is not going to work, okay? So, basically, the way the show works is we're going to start out with my man, who are we going to start out with, Vianna? Who are we going to start tonight, Vianna?
I want to start with Justin.
Yeah, let's start with Justin, yeah. I figured you were going to say that. I appreciate that because I already know how you think. Vianna, tell the crowd where you live at and where you're from. Well, I mean, hey, I just said that. That's a double digit, man. I just said tell them where you live at and where you're from. Where you live at and where you're from.
I live in Queens, and I'm from New York. There you go.
Hey, thanks a lot, Vianna. If you guys want to ask a question, just push 1 on your dial pad, and I'll see it, and then I'll be able to ask you, you got a question mark by your name, I'll call your error code. When I call your error code, go ahead and speak out and let us know what you got going on, guys, all right? That's basically it. We're going to let Vianna start out talking. She's going to talk to my man, Justin, Mr. Justin Khalil, street runner. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, DJ Black Caesar? What's up, Vianna?
Yo, what's up, Justin? What's going on with you?
Oh, working. Got many things going on.
I could imagine. Now, you just finished recording Love You Tonight. Yo, what's up with that?
Oh, Love You Tonight is actually doing pretty well right now. We're getting a lot of radio play for it digitally out in California, Nevada, Florida, Alabama, mm-hmm. Ohio. Tearing it up on the scene in London. In Finland, UK, shout out to France, shout out to
mm-hmm.
everybody actually who's playing the song right now. It's doing pretty good right now. Can't complain at all.
That's what's up. That is what's up. So how did you get started in the game, Justin?
Well, actually, I got started in the game originally as a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed writing music when I was a kid. It was quite a big dream of mine at that time. It developed in the ABC rapping for a while, and then next thing you know, whenever I turned 17, there I was, started taking my music very seriously. Really progressed a lot from there.
Really? Now, you started out as a songwriter, right? Now, do you still do song? Like, are you a ghostwriter besides being, a music artist? Or did you start
writing? I'm not going to really mention no names at this time, but I've actually been focusing on that a lot lately, helping a few people out with their project. You'll definitely be hearing a lot of in 2013 of Justin Khalil. If you don't hear it now, you'll definitely hear it then. You don't even have to listen to hear it.
And that's what's up, though, because, you know, that's a lot of positivity. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be positive in the game, especially, you know, in the music industry, because, you know, there's a lot of cutthroat.
Right.
How did you manage, you know, to do that transition from doing, you know, from writing to becoming a hip-hop artist?
Well, the writing part actually always came naturally to me because actually my best subject in school was creative writing and language arts. So, I mean,
uh-huh.
I was always teacher pet in those type of classes, including my art classes and music mm-hmm. also. So it just was second nature to me. I mean, I started writing R&B songs, and a lot of you actually don't know I used to be an R&B singer.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but that's a complicated story, really. Cigarettes and, you know, doing drugs at a young age. Was pretty messed that up for me, you know. I didn't straighten out. I had to live and learn, made some mistakes along the way. And then, you know, I straightened up and just kept it moving, you know.
Yeah, but it's true what you said, though, because cigarettes do mess up your throat. Because I used to sing many, many years ago, and, you know, as soon as I touched that nicotine, that was a wrap. Now, I wasn't into the whole drug thing, but I was. I'm just a nicotine fiend. And that puts a lot of wear and tear on your throat, and people don't seem to understand that.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, I would not suggest smoking cigarettes to anybody, especially if you want to any type of path with public speaking or any type of musical path, because all that's going to do in the end is really affect you.
Yeah.
You're down,
Absolutely. Now, how do you feel the transition from being an R&B singer into the whole hip-hop, you know, being a hip-hop artist? Was it like a shock to you, or was it something that just came with the flow?
I mean, the writing part actually came naturally. I mean, I used to, you know, have fun and play around in school, you know, and do a little bit of freestyling. That's really what got me into more of the hip-hop type feel. But, I mean, at first, you know, I'm not going to lie, the whole freestyle thing with me was pretty garbage. I could not get it down pat to save my life for the longest. But then, you know, it just started coming second nature, just like the writing thing. It just, you know, I took a lot of practice at it, I guess, but I didn't call it practice because I was really having fun. So,
yeah.
I mean, really it just ended up coming into play on its own. For the writing part, as far as, like, songwriting to hip-hop music, I mean, that was always still pretty easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I learned how to develop more structure to the music. So,
right. Now, do you think that? All right. Now you, your musical background. Who did you listen to that gave you that inspiration in becoming a hip hop artist?
Oh, I listened to people like the People Under the Stairs, the old Rakim, Eric B. group. I listened to, back in the day, Outkast. I used to be a big Outkast fan.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, I grew up also on Usher, because, you know, I'm only 24 years old, so I grew up on Usher. I grew up on Genuine, stuff of that nature.
Right.
And, like, Drew Hill. I mean, I was really more back then into listening to R&B, but, you know, as I grew older, I started listening more and more hip-hop. But as far as hip-hop goes, I really listened to really strict beat hip-hop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, well, the reason why I ask is because I'm looking at your picture right now, and I'm like, wait a minute, he looks like a locker. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would listen to, like, some AC/DC, some Led Zeppelin back in the day type of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, don't get it twisted now. I used to be in the car with my dad bumping things from the Allman Brothers to Led Zeppelin. So, I mean, I listened to rock, too, a little bit. I never really fell too far in the country boat, you know, it seemed depressing to me, and not knocking the genre, you know. I think country is a very talented genre because you have to have a great talent to be in that genre. So I give them much respect and everything for them. It just wasn't cut for me, you know. It wasn't cut for me at the time. I listen to it a little bit more now, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, wait a minute, there's got to be a little bit of rock up in there, too. Now, what about as far as tours? Have you been doing any tours lately?
As far as right now, I actually just released a new single. It's going in this third week now. We haven't set up any tours. We've been doing it a twist. We've been getting offers, you know, and, you know, I greatly appreciate all the offers, honestly. I really do. At this time, we've been focusing on the actual promotion aspect of it and getting everything locked in for our own personal tour that we're actually starting coming 2013. It should be coming around, hopefully, March is a date that we're focusing on. It's not officially set at this point, but when the tour starts, it'll definitely be anywhere from a 25 to 35 city tour.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Have you done any collaborations with any mainstream artists or indie artists?
Any indie artists that I'm really focusing on right now? Gosh, just so many talented indie artists. I think indie artists is really overlooked. I mean, there's Sin Pereira, she's down here in Fort Lauderdale. She's an amazing singer. Go check out Sin, C-Y-N, that Pink Matter video on YouTube. She's amazing. You got Street Runners artist Adela, and she's putting out hit after hit with Street Runner. You know, Street Runner won a Grammy, and he's a multi-platinum selling producer, so they're a pretty good team. They're great thinkers over there. And I want to give out a shout-out to them, Street Runner and Mike Aiello, because, you know, they've really looked out for me. We poured our minds together. We ended up coming out with a great track. You know, I definitely appreciate the support from someone from their caliber. But Concept from South Carolina, I mean, there's a bunch of artists that really influenced me as far as the independent level, because I respect and I feel like everybody can build off everybody. And I try to surround myself with people that I believe is raw talent in them. They really do rub off on me, so.
That's what's up. Now, what makes you different from all, you know, from the rest of the hip-hop artists?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, what makes you different? Like, what makes your music different from the rest of them?
Because you never hear the same thing twice from me. That's one thing I can promise. Like, this track, Love You Tonight, is straight to the point for the ladies. At the same time, kind of arrogant. Expressing confidence, but being truthful in the same matter and straight to the point. I mean, it's something that just about everybody can relate to, something that you don't have to worry about your mom getting offended if she hears it. I mean, it just, I guess it really just depends. Let me correct myself on that. But honestly, it's a well put together track. Like the next track that we actually release in this December, I don't even know if be releasing this information, but I just want to throw it out there to y'all and just, you know, get y'all kind of anxious. The next track I'm releasing is a dubstep track.
Okay.
That has a little bit of a rock, that rock sound to it, mixed with hip hop and dubstep.
That's what's up. And what influenced that?
Oh, what influenced that really was it's more of a just expressing my raw, because a lot of people actually don't know, you know, I've battled with the worst disease any human can battle with, and that disease is temper. Your temper can easily get the best of you, and my temper just always have been very, very limited, and that's something I've worked on for many years, and it's gotten a lot better. It's progressed a lot. I mean, so I really, instead of, you know, just bottling my anger in, I try to express it sometimes out in my music, and really that's what I was doing.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, I definitely put a different twist on it. I think it's something that people will either love or they'll hate, but I feel like it'd be more appreciated than that.
Right. Exactly. Now, when you write your music, where do you get your inspiration from?
My daughter.
She inspires
me every day.
Oh, and how old is she?
She's 6 years old. She's now attending first grade.
Oh, I know you must be proud. A proud dad,
oh,
yeah.
I'm ecstatic. I'm ecstatic. I love it.
Oh, that is so cute. Oh, how cute. Especially little girls, you know, attached, you know, to their fathers.
Oh, definitely. I think it's very important to maintain a healthy relationship with your children, because, you know, that's just something. I mean, the child comes from you. I mean, you
right.
Helped make that. That's helped create life. I mean, that's a great feeling. So, I mean, she inspires me every day. You know, there was a time, you know, during the dark time a few years back where I wanted to give it up, And, you know, she encouraged me really to pick up the pen just from looking at her face smiling. So that's what I did, and I kept it going. She's been a fuel of motivation. And also, of course, God, I got to say him, too, because really through him all things are possible.
Yeah, absolutely. So being that you're working on your singles, are you going to be dropping an album anytime soon?
We officially set the LP release date, which is entitled Poetry in Motion. It will be released February 22nd, 2013, which is actually my birthday, my 25th birthday.
Nice. And what inspired the name to that album?
Poetry in Motion.
Uh-huh.
Well, Poetry in Motion, you know, pretty much, I don't consider myself a rapper. I don't really even consider myself, you know, a hip-hop artist. I consider myself a recording artist and really an artist at that. So I describe my words as being more poetic. So being that my words are more poetic, I mean, poetry in motion. I got to keep it going, you know?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. I got conference in, I guess.
Who is this?
JoJo Capone.
Okay, brother, hold on one second, man. Let Justin get done speaking, then we'll get you on.
All right.
Yeah, Justin. So now what are your immediate music goals?
Oh, my immediate music goal?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely establish it to where, you know, I can live any independent artist's dream. That's, you know, just strictly living off their music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having a fan base, having a great following. I mean, we're definitely building that right now, and I appreciate all of my supporters and everybody who supports the Justin Khalil movement. I mean, but really, overall, I want to change lives, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a philanthropist at the end of the day, and I'm going to change lives.
That's what's up. Are you planning on opening up a nonprofit organization?
Definitely. I'm actually working with a couple of individuals right now out of North Carolina and Colorado, in the midst of being a spokesperson for both of their organizations.
Hey, Justin, tell her about your modeling career and also your artist career.
Oh, yeah. I went to school for graphic design and web development. I'm actually certified in that. So I do graphic designs also on the side. I've kind of steered away from it over the past few months, focusing more on the recording career, but I do that, of course. And then also, you know, I do modeling. I'm actually a face of a clothing line right now called Pure Royalty Fashions out of Miami, Florida. They're an independent clothing line. But they definitely have great apparel. And in the midst of working out with a few clothing lines down in the Miami area and also in D.C. area. So, like I said, pretty soon you're going to see my face over everything.
Nice. That's what's up. That's I mean, you know, I congratulate you and I applaud you for being such, you know, the age that you have. You say you're 24, you know, and doing so many things, you know. I mean, you know, there's a lot of kids out there at the age of 24 that really aren't, I mean, you know, they have the inspiration, but they don't have that art to really make something of themselves. You know what I'm saying? And you're doing that, and you're reflecting that positivity, and I definitely got to applaud you for that.
Justin started out over here with Black Caesar Records. He was my graphics guy for a while, and then he had to get his album done. So we haven't seen or heard from him since then.
I wasn't trying to dodge you or nothing, I promise.
I know. I had to get that out, Justin. You know that. I had to get that out.
Oh, you already know, man. Me and you go way back.
Yeah, we do go way back. Justin's a good guy, man. He's been working on this project for quite a while. Basically, he told me one day, he was like, dude, I gotta really sit down and think about what I'm doing, man, because I'm doing so much. And I was like, yep, you do, man. And he's been doing it now for how long, Justin? How long has it taken you?
What, to do the actual LP?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I've been working on the LP, no lie, for about a year and a half, going on 2 years.
Wow.
I'm an effort into this project.
Yeah, I know.
because, you know, it's not necessarily been, like, the songs or the lyrics or anything like that, because, you know, that comes up pretty quick to me. It's just actually picking the right songs to actually place on the project. We've been taking a lot of time doing that. Remastering, we've remastered songs, we've remixed songs, we've even re-recorded some songs, just to make sure everything's on point, so, you know, the fans can get the best quality possible.
Right, very, very picky. That's the way you're supposed to be, man. I applaud that because you got a lot of artists out here. They think they can just go in the booth and do it like in 30 minutes and be done with it. Yeah, you can do it sometimes if you're an expert. I agree. Yeah, you can go in the booth and knock it out in 30 minutes. You can knock it out in less than 30 minutes. I've seen people do it in 15, 20 minutes. But if you really want to be...
I could go in there and record a track if I wanted to just record a track. I could go in there and record a track in 15 minutes. Ain't no big deal, but like you know, I ain't gonna lie to you. I never even record a song in less than 4 hours. I never let myself record a song in less than 4 hours because I want to take time to evaluate every single sound. I want to evaluate every single part of the beat, every single note, every single ad lib. I just want to make sure everything's on par. So you know, I take precious time on that.
Right,
me and my team at Project Audio Inc., I got a shout out to the Marvels because Project Audio Inc., they breed some definite bangers out of that studio, I got to tell you.
Right. Yeah, I know, man. When you're dealing with professionals, you're going to get professional quality, so I can dig it.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And what I was getting ready to say is I know you're a picky person because we talked on the phone before. We talked about what you were doing. We talked about music, so I know what you're looking for. That's what I was getting ready to say. I know what you're looking for, and it takes a while. I mean, it's not just going in there and doing it in 15 or 20 minutes. You got to go in there and basically put your body, mind, and soul into it, and sometimes that can take a long time. So, I mean, because the song, if you hear the song and it's not precisely quality, then you got to go in there and get it precisely done. So I understand what you're talking about, man. That's the way I do it over here. With my people, I do. If I hear something wrong, if I hear a little noise in something, I got to do it over, man. It's back to the drawing board. There's no okay, let's let that slide because I'm not that kind of guy. So I'm the kind of guy. I'm like my man Diddy. Diddy, he don't play that. Diddy wants his stuff to be right the first time. If it takes you 20, 30 times again, you got to do it over until you get it right. And I'm the same way. So and I know you that way also.
Oh, most definitely. You got to be that way.
Well, look, let me ask you about the song, man. You got the song called Love You Tonight. What's that song about, brother, before we play it?
Well, I mean, pretty much, you know, I'm being honest in the song saying I can't really love anybody right now. I can only love my daughter because I love this music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm doing this music for my daughter. So, you know, nothing right now comes before this music because it's for my daughter. So I'm saying, sorry, baby, I can't love you tonight. I mean, I can love you tonight. Sorry, I can love you tonight, but I can't love you for life. You feel me? So,
right.
So, you know, come kick it with me.
I got you. Hey, I can dig it. Hey, let me just address someone. I see my man. No, I don't see my man. I see my girl, Sister Gidget, on the phone. What's up, Sister Gidget?
Good evening, everyone. How is everyone doing?
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Hi,
Sister Gidget.
What's up, Sister Bianna? What's going on, Mommy?
A lot of things going on, sweetheart. What's going on with you?
Nothing. I'm sitting here, I'm listening to Justin, and I am just blown away. I am just blown away by his focus, by his determination, by the goals that he set for himself, by the expertise and the perfection that he's putting into his work. And I am, even with my old self, I am so inspired by you, Justin. So the only thing I have to say to you is thank you for being who you are, doing what you do. And I just pray that along your journey that you will inspire others. You know, you don't have to be 50 Cent or Kobe Bryant to inspire people. You are a very inspirational person just by talking to people and letting them hear your drive. So I just want to thank you for being you and doing you.
Oh, I greatly appreciate it. You know, at the end of the day, I can definitely only be me. It can only be right. And honestly, my determination and drive is going to continue to keep going. And I thank everybody who sees this as well. And also, I do want to help people. I want to help everybody. To be honest with you, if I help 1 to 1 million people in my lifetime, as long as I help one person, I would want somebody to feel like, you know, they know that, you know, they're my brother, they're my sister. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean, we definitely a big family in this world, and people need to start treating each other like it. You know, I just want to turn lives around, and at the end of the day, make the world a better place somehow.
Okay,
excuse me 1 second, guys. Hold on 1 second, guys. Everybody, hold on for 1 second. Let me ask everybody, could you please mute out your phones if you're not talking, and when I call on you, mute your phone back in, because I'm getting a lot of feedback, a lot of noise, a lot of feedback. So let's cut the phones on mute, please, if you're not talking. If you're not interviewing right now, please cut your phones on mute. I'll remind you to cut them off of mute when you're up to speak. Justin, okay, so can I get a world premiere for your song, Justin, Love You Tonight?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to the DJ Black Caesar and Vianna show. Of course, your boy Justin Khalil. I'm now introducing this that premiere right here tonight. Love You Tonight, featuring Will Av, produced by Street Runner and Mike Aiello himself.
Above you, but baby, I'm not a settling tight. sorry, baby, I can't love you for life. Let's go.
Dang, that's a fun song right there. I'm digging that, man. Sounds like you had a lot of fun making that song right there, Justin.
Oh, definitely tons of fun right there.
yeah, it sounds like it, man. AK Gaz, this, you already know what's up. This is the way we do the show right here. Actually, we critique these shows. We average a scale of 1 to 10. We give it a 1 to 10, so I'm going to give that song a 10, Justin. That song sounds great. Sounds like you had a lot of fun making it. Sounds like you're going to make a lot of people happy, so I give it a 10. Vienna, what do you give that song, Vienna?
I also give it a 10. It's radio pretty. I love the beat. And I'm feeling it. I am feeling it. I like it.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that, man. Okay. A-Money, where you got a song, A-Money?
Absolutely a 10, hands down. It's club ready.
Yes, ma'am. It's club ready also. I didn't say that, but it is club ready. Hey, Gidget, where do you get that song from 1 to 10?
I don't know why you even asked me that. Why you asked me that, DJ Black Caesar?
I don't know either, man. I know you're not going to listen, so you're right. I don't know why I asked you that.
Let me tell you something about that song. I heard Justin say that he was 24 years old. However, I'm twice his age. And when I heard the song came on, it took me all the way back to 1974, 75, when the movie The Mac came out. And I know y'all might be too young to remember The Mac and the actor Max Julian, and he was a pimp, you know what I'm saying? But he had that same kind of beat and that same kind of old school groove, and I just can't put that on no scale to 1 to 10. So since he took me 40 years back, I'm going to give him a 40 million on that one. How about that?
40 million.
Wow. Hey, Peoples, I see you out there, brother. What's up, Peoples? Where you get that song, Peoples?
Yo, my man. What's up, family?
Hey, everything is good in the hood, brother. What's up with you?
Oh, man. I'm enjoying, man. I listen to Justin, man. Justin sounds like an intelligent brother. Know where he's going, you know what I'm saying? He know what he want to do.
Oh, yeah, he is. Most definitely,
you know what I'm saying?
Is.
Very
I'm
intelligent.
But, yes, he is.
Very focused. Very focused. So I would have to give that song a 10, my man, a 10.
I appreciate that, man. I really do. JoJo, I see you still out there, brother. What do you get that song, JoJo?
I give it a 10. I congratulate the brother. Justin, keep doing your thing.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate it, man.
That's what's up. Justin, now basically in the show, what you got to do is tell the people where they can find you at, where your social network's located. Tell them about your Twitter, your Facebook, your MySpace. Well, don't tell them about your MySpace because don't nobody do that no more. But tell them about your YouTube and stuff like that.
Ask me my opinion.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kenny. What's up, Joker?
Ask me my opinion.
What's your opinion, Joker?
Man, I'm going to tell you, it's a good song, but I think he can do better. He got a voice and he's got potential. But
okay.
I do appreciate that.
You have got a good voice
and you have potential. You can do better.
Joker. The Joker. You guys gonna hear about the Joker's career in a minute, man, and you'll see why he said that right there. But the Joker is.
On the other end. You got Rob on the other side.
Okay. What do you give it, Robert?
Enjoying that.
Hey, Robert, your phone is kind of cracking up on us. Can you walk around, move around a little bit?
How's that?
He's on a headset. He's in a big truck.
Okay. I knew something was going on. I heard a lot of static out there. I didn't know what was going on. Let me ask you a question. What's your area code, brother? 662? Okay. Hold on for a second. I'm going to try something right quick.
Hey, phone sounded pretty cool.
Yeah. Actually,
it unmuted.
Yeah, but hey, Robert, you said that.
Tell him to roll up his windows. He's all right.
You said that song sounds pretty good to you, Robert.
I was enjoying that, yeah.
Thanks, man. We appreciate that. Now I can hear you, brother.
But he can do better. He's got a great voice on him, and you can hear the music. He has potential.
I agree to the song he was singing.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's move on right now. Justin, give these people your social networks, how they can get in touch with you, brother.
Oh, most def. You can go ahead and follow me at Twitter at IamJustinKalia. You can find me on ReverbNation/IamJustinKalia. You can find me on Facebook, Justin Kalia, or either /IamJustinKalia. Or you can just forget all that, and you can just go straight to my website, www.justinkalia.com.
Cool, that's what's up. Can you spell it for him, Justin?
It's www.justinkalia.com.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. So if anybody wants to collab with you, how can they get with you as far as a collab? Do you got an email or do you got a number you want to give out?
Oh, yeah. All the information is actually on the website.
Cool.
If you got a pen and paper handy, you know, you can just reach me at booking@justinkalia.com or either info@justinkalia.com.
That's cool, too, Justin. Basically, you guys don't have to write it down. All you got to do is get this recording when we're done with the show in about an hour. I'll send it to Justin so he can send it out. So if you guys want to get at us, you can leave comments on the bottom of this page. If you guys don't mind, scroll down, and you'll see an area where you can leave comments. So leave us some comments down there. Everybody that's on this phone line, you should be leaving comments right now since I told you about it. And I appreciate the people that left comments already. I really do. There's a lot of comments down there. I think there's about a little over 70 likes. I appreciate everybody that's been doing it because it went up last night about 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, it went up this morning about 1 o'clock. So I thank everybody that's been leaving likes on here. I appreciate it. But we're going to move on with the show now. And my next guest is JoJo. What's up, JoJo?
What up?
Hey, man, nothing but the rent, brother, nothing but the rent. JoJo, can you tell the audience who you are and basically where you're from, where you live at?
JoJo Capone, Chi-Town very own, global gangster, CEO of Act Like It Entertainment, CEO of Global Gangster Movement. I'm based out of Chicago, but you know Earth My Turf.
Yes, sir. I dig it, man. I'm a Chicago native, too, brother. I'm from the South Side, the Windy City. All the best artists come from there, brother. Can't say nothing about that, man. Can't say nothing bad.
Yeah. I'm from that South Side, too, my man. The South Side, the Wild 100.
Yeah, I forgot about that, man. I'm sorry, brother.
That's right.
My cousin's
from
the South Side, too, man. Yeah, we run the South Side. We got it on lock, baby. Well, what side are you from, brother?
A.K.A. Chi-Rack.
Okay. That's what's up, man. Hey, can you tell the audience, what you got going on, brother? Because for the audience, the people that don't know you, can you let them know what you got going on? Give them a little taste of what you got.
Well, if they don't know about us, they must have been under a rock, man. Everybody know about Global Gangsters, man. The movement's strong. We just coming back from Africa. We did a 32-city tour, if not for nothing, like you say, just go to youtube.com/user/actlikeitent. All our videos are there. Go to www.actlikeitent.com, correct spelling, and the music is there. You can catch our mixtapes on that TIFF, live mixtapes. We just put out two
Hello? I'm sorry, man. I had to call my man back. He dropped his phone call.
Yeah, bad service.
Okay, man. I got you, brother. If I see it drop, I'll call you back. Don't worry about it. My man was in the middle. What'd you say, brother?
Is it still on me or you asking?
Yeah, it's on you, brother. I'm sorry.
Okay. And I put out a book. I published books at Act Like an Entertainment as well. We got
Evil Greed Part 1 is out right now. We're actually about to release Part 2. My writer, Nicole Smith, shout out to her. She's out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
I have a few more brothers that's incarcerated. I have about 56 books I'm reviewing right now.
Oh, wow. Major stuff over there at the Grand. What's the name of it called? What's it called again? Grand what?
No, the label is Act Like an Entertainment.
Oh, Act Like it. It's Global Grind.
No, Global Gangsters. Global Gangsters is the
Global Gangsters. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, man. Global Gangsters. I got you now. Okay, so basically you're publishing books. You're doing it all, man. Sounds like you got a major deal over your head over there.
Yeah. We actually just done a digital distribution deal with one of the number one digital distribution companies in the game. So for the Global Gangsters right now, so we just going viral at the moment. We just released the album, Rhyme of Crime, so you can catch it on any digital download website, Amazon.com or iTunes, etc.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have The Home of Capone on iTunes, and we have Rhyme of Crime, and we just loaded Earth by Turf Volume 1 and Volume 2. So that's up as well.
Wow, that's nice. Hey, I'm going to let my girl talk to you. Vianna's going to talk to you now. I'm going to let her talk to you a little bit and get to know you. And, Vianna, if you don't mind, get more into what he's doing. I want to hear about some major people he's worked with over there.
JoJo Capone, how you doing?
First of all, I want to know if you're married. Are you married? Because I might say a little.
Hey, you know what? I got a question to ask you, brother. What is it about her that every guy I have on this show wants to know about her? What's up with that, man? Is she that fine?
It's my aura.
It's your voice. It's your voice, not your booty. Well, it's that too. It's that. Anyway,
well, that's true, but, you know, they can't see me on the air, so I'm good.
I just want to know from JoJo, man, because it's like every guy comes on the show, ask her the same thing. Are you married? What's your number? Can I get your phone number? Can I call you back? Every guy, I got superstars that call her up right now to this day, man. I'm like, man, these dudes, they know me and they don't call me.
No, we can't. Hey, check this out, baby.
Yes, sir. What's
uh-oh,
up,
here comes people.
It's Scooby-Doo, baby.
That's Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, you need to stay put.
You know something? I was eating my can of sardines, baby. I just opened up a fresh can of sardines, and I was eating my sardines, and I'm simply listening to this JoJo Capone asking about my baby. I don't like that, JoJo. I don't like that, my man. No reckless conversations, baby.
Yeah, I got you, brother. I got you.
You need to go have some more Scooby snacks. Now go sit on the corner and go have some more Scooby snacks. Brother man asked me a question. I need to go ahead and answer it.
Scooby, you can't come on the show and tell my guest that you don't like him, man, because that's not right. That's not right, man. That sounds
let me tell you something, man. I used to be up in Chicago back in the day. Me and Don Juan, man, we used to do the damn thing together, baby. You know what I'm saying, baby?
Hey, that's a good friend of mine, you know, now. Don't mess up now. That's a good friend of mine.
Let me tell you something, man. I got a big cup right now. He gave me for my birthday last year, my man. He got diamonds all in it, baby. Me and Vianna and JoJo, for your information, baby, me and Vianna, we together, man. We a couple. We an item. You know what I'm saying, baby? So you can't be reckless eyeballing on my baby. You know what I'm saying?
No, we're not. Vianna stays single. Vianna's not married. Vianna is not a couple. I will give you more Scooby snacks after the show is over, Scooby.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be coming to your damn door in a minute, baby. You just keep it
going. Hey, Scooby. Get on the show, brother. Hey, Scooby, we'll let you
Scooby
talk in a minute, man.
Scooby, you sound like Richard. Don't do that.
Is it a Gidget? Let me tell you something, baby. I've been stumping and cumping. I was a pimp and cumping too, baby. I was stumping and cumping way before you was born, baby.
Oh, Lord.
This G-Money. This G-Money, I know you don't want to step this way. You might represent the south side, but you are down on the west side, partner. Go to your Scooby snacks and get out Vianna, dog.
Wow, y'all. Hey, guys. Let's clear that up. Let's clear it up and get back to the show, man. We were in the middle of a show with my man my man El Capone. Hey, I gotta get up with him. We were on the phone with my man JoJo. So let's let JoJo talk a little bit because you guys are infringing on his time. So let's not do that. okay, Scooby, let's just slow it down a little bit, brother.
What's up, JoJo? My God, you got so many things going on. Like, I can't even keep up with you.
Yeah. I'm going to have to give Scooby some of my own snacks. His ass ain't going
to wake up. That's right, JoJo. Put Scooby-Doo in his place.
Oh no! You can't do that. Okay, guys, let's be nice. Everybody be nice. Let's go on with the show.
Yeah, we love Scooby Doo. We love him. We love him.
Yeah, we do love him.
I heard that shit, man. My man, I heard that shit, man. That's okay, man. I'm gonna eat my sardines, man, before they get cold.
Okay. Hey, guys. Hey, Vienna, go ahead and take your show away, baby. Don't let them take it from.
Well, like I was telling JoJo before he said he was gonna put Scooby in his place with his Scooby snacks. Yeah, I'm like astonished. Like I just can't even keep up with you. Like my God, is this all overwhelming for you? Like how do you keep track? Like how do you do it?
It's not live, you know. God willing, don't nothing get put in front of me that I can't handle. So whatever come my way, I just attack it and go with it. You know, so we've actually been shooting a few movies as well. So I direct movies, direct all our videos, a majority of them. And
right.
Really, you know, I've been mentoring the kids out here and doing some motivational speaking in Chicago. Of course, everybody know, you know, the crime rate is through the roof, and they the nickname the Chirac. So,
right.
So it's like each one teach one at the moment and trying to go in these neighborhoods and come up with solutions that, you know, it's sad that the solutions rely on the people because right now it's a crisis and it's a money issue. So therefore, the government not giving random people money, you know, and the corporation
right.
swallowing up the budgets, but you know, none of the kids is benefiting from the budgets and the donations that people are giving. So, you know,
right.
you turn on the news, and it's just more, you know, young guy that I was watching today. He was going to be he was studying law to be a lawyer, and a 14-year-old ran up behind him and shot him in the head for no reason. So it's like, I'm trying to, you know, want to push the movement as far as stopping the gun making. You know, if you can stop the gun making, then or ban the gun making, then it you know, the guns should only be used in wars. Like, why are there so many guns in our neighborhoods? You watching these news and in the newspaper, they busting 1,000 guns, illegal guns at a time. Like, there's no penalties for the gun sellers. You know what I'm saying? I believe if they put a penalty on the gun sellers and the makers, then it'd be, you know, the crime would trickle down some. Like a person's life can be reserved. It's sad to say, but you got a better chance with a guy with a knife than a gun. So
that's true.
So you at least try to outrun a dude coming with a knife, but, you know, and the liquor, it goes hand in hand, the drugs, the liquor, and the gun. If you eliminate
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree, too.
Hey, you know, I got to say this, my man. You probably one of the most, Caesar, you know, I got to say this. This is like one of my most favorite guests on the damn show we've ever had. I'm serious.
Wow.
I'm serious.
You said that about all the people.
Listen, this brother's talking some real stuff, dude, for real. Check
him
out.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
That's right.
He's talking the real. Hey, brother, keep on talking, man. I love that. Keep talking.
Yeah. You're inspiring my cousin because he is this guy right here, he has the knowledge, man. He's like you, man. He's a Muslim, but he goes deeper than the Muslims. This guy is the truth. He has everything.
Muslim, it don't even work.
I'm sorry.
He don't eat pork?
No, he doesn't eat pork.
Oh, no, my man. No swine. No swine. No fish.
They don't eat swine, right? I mean, I'm on.
None at all.
I'm just asking a question. I'm sorry I butted in. It's just something.
No, no, no. You're good, my man. You're good. You're good. It's, you know, it's all educational. It's all biblical, actually. But, you know, that's another story.
I didn't ask a stupid question. I just asked a question. I just
rudely. No, no, no. That's good. Good question.
I apologize.
That's a good question.
No, you're good, brother. You're good.
I'm curious.
No question. No question is stupid. No, not at all, sir. But, we don't get by.
You're calling me, sir. My daddy was sir. My name ain't sir.
That's out of respect, my man. Out of respect.
Susan, you know me.
Yes, sir, I do.
A long time ago.
I know you.
Just want to know when I can get JoJo on my show.
JoJo, we got to get you on the show, my man. We got to get you on the show.
Hey, Gidget, you got to stop coming on my show stealing people, man.
Sorry.
You can't do that.
I'm not
stealing him. He's only going to go with me if he wants to go with me, and I'm pretty sure I'll give him something to make him want
to
go with me.
Oh, you're trying to get hooked up. That's why you being grouchy. That's what that
wow.
is.
Wow.
That's all that is.
Hey, JoJo, Sister Gidget asked you a question, so I'm going to let you answer that. Hey, I got a lot of feedback. There's some feedback coming on the phone lines now. So you guys are talking. You need to mute out your phone once again, and we will call on you because your phones, we got a lot of feedback, guys. This is a live radio show. This is everywhere. This is worldwide. And they don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. So you guys need to mute out your phones. They're not talking right now. Okay? Thank you. Now, you were saying, JoJo?
I can be reached on Twitter, at Global Gangsters, the correct spelling.
Hey, JoJo, if you don't mind, I'm just going to give her your phone number, all right, brother? Because she has a show, a Muslim show, that comes on Thursday, and I think she wants you to come on that show.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, cool. I'll get you hooked up. Okay,
Thank you,
just
JoJo.
Go ahead. Vienna, are you there?
I'm right here. I'm listening.
The show is all yours, Vienna.
Well, he was giving the URLs for the Twitter, right?
Oh, yeah. Give your URLs. Give all your stuff now, man. You're doing right. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were doing that. I'm sorry for interrupting. So give your URLs to all your social networks, if you don't mind. Let's get that out of the way.
Okay, www.actlikeitent.com. Then for Twitter, it's at Global Gangsters, the correct spelling, GANGSTERS, and Act Like It ENT on Twitter as well.
Could you do me a favor, JoJo? Everybody that's on this phone call, if you want somebody to know where to find you at, type it down below on the page right here. Just go down below and type it on the page. JoJo, if you're not on the page, you need to go and join me on my Facebook, because I don't have you on Facebook, and my Twitter also, and I'll give that to you in just a minute.
Okay. No, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. My Facebook is maxed out. I got like 15,000 over the 5,000 mark. So I'm
okay. I got you.
I mean, on Facebook, but Twitter.
I got you.
Hey, when you gonna hook up me and my little brother?
Caesar, I just finished following JoJo Capone on Twitter. So if you want to go into my page, you could go ahead and go into my following and
yes,
just
ma'am.
Follow him there.
Okay, cool. That's what's up.
Okay. Hopefully we get a follow back, JoJo.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. I follow all my people back. I don't do that.
That's what's up. So you're really, you know, into this whole entire, you know, stop the violence movement. I applaud you for that.
Yeah, stop the violence, defund the whole thing, you know, because like myself, it's just that cycle that keeps spiraling out of control. Like I could sit here and just talk about how many albums and mixtapes we put out, but it's more serious than that in my life. At this moment, so you know, it's like anybody want to know about the music. That's why I went on and just gave the YouTube and that different live mixtapes. Just search Global Gangsters and whatever come up, there you have it. Far as the music, but besides the music, it's just that reality in life right now. You know that I'm dealing with. So that's why I would speak on more
for these type of social topics right now that's going on that in our communities. And when I have a vast group of people, I would love for everybody to either sit their own nieces and nephews or their own children down and just try to, you know, encourage them about how important life is. Like, it's a I don't care attitude that plagued the world at this moment. And I don't, you know, all you can try to do is find out why.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, but, you know, I'm just in a serious mood right now. So it was good to have a laugh with the brother earlier. So, you know, that was a that
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, when you have everybody going to voice their opinion, so when you have an open radio show, TV show, or whatever, you're going to get that. So you just have to be used to the bombarding of questions and be quick.
Right.
Keep at the mouth. That's about it.
Right, right, right. And we do get a lot of that around here.
Yeah.
Wow. JoJo, I heard that you had beef with Jim Jones. What's that all about? Or is that even true?
I don't consider none of it beef. It's just a disagreement, you know what I'm saying, between me and a younger brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always told everybody I didn't wish nobody harm on him. He was like a little brother to me. I was mentoring him, you know, and you know how they get to a certain age and too big for their britches, like Granny would say. You know
what I'm saying? Good way to speak it, man. Good way to speak it.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, you know, instead of me enlightening him on gang violence and, I mean, not even gang violence, but the gang culture, it kind of threw a twist, you know, and I understand, like, with these entertainers, they feel like if they shout out these different gangs that, you know, it can help them sell records. So it's all about whatever it takes to sell records instead of giving a message to them gangbangers that they want to reach, you know, so... Because I shut that off, it seemed like everything started making a turning a different route. Like, all the things he's doing now, I've been trying to get him to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just so ahead of the game with the knowledge and the visions for these artists that I'd be around or mentor that I try to help them all. But
right.
A lot of them feel like once they start getting a few dollars that, you know how it is, it's like if they getting a few dollars, they want to compare themselves. But
right.
Like for me, I was a dude that got my sense before I got money. Nowadays, you got a lot of guys getting money before they get their sense. That's why so many of them ended up on Basketball Wives and a baby by the girl that don't have no sense about nothing but to lay on her back and get a baby by a ball.
Right, right.
Come on, man. You know, we gonna make a show about that, like you know, and even just watching the first 48. You're really teaching a criminal how to be smart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Exactly.
That fooler vision, man. I like to just call it fooler vision. So if they can get off the fooler vision, you know, fooler vision and get in them books, man, it's a better picture. But, yeah, as far as them guys, it's not no, you know, put it like this. I was considered a street OG dude, you know, and a lot of these guys, when they come through the shop, so they wouldn't get robbed, so they wouldn't get whatever happened to them, they had relationships with me, so they would call on me. So I hold them down, but what I should have done was started me a security company, you know what I'm saying, and charge them record companies that they were signed to, you know, and got paid for protecting their asset, you feel me?
Right.
So what they wind up doing is what they wind up doing was just basically looking at me like the big OG homie, the big brother, and just look out for them without, you know, just off the front. So it got to a point where a lot of critical stuff was happening, and I was getting them out of situations, and it's like they didn't know how to compensate me for it, which is why,
right.
Man, I should have just started a security company from Jump Street, and then I wouldn't even have to worry about that, you know.
Right.
Once, you know, that they look at it like, well, you my big homie, big brother, big uncle, big cousin, whatever, so that's what you do for your little cousins. If somebody try to jump them, you defuse the situation, and, you know, I don't like the fact that they treated the situation
as such and didn't have a plan B for me. Because first of all, if you come through Chicago and you in some beef, I still got to be here. You see what I'm saying? So when you get back on that tour bus or that plane and fly back to wherever you from, I'm still here dealing with your issue. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now it made me do like a public service announcement saying, sad to say, I wouldn't care what happened to none of them from that point because they don't know how to compensate you when you do reach out for them.
Right, right.
You know, and I didn't want to be that way, but I had to because I understood that they didn't take it serious.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so that's really how that happened. But and then, you know, that jealousy, man, like they say, it's a deadly sin. That envy is a sin, you know, so, you know, that always happens, you know, like, don't nobody, and then this book, this first 48, I mean, Power 48, whatever the name, 48 Laws of Power.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello?
Let me check. No, he's still there. I'm looking at that 662. Okay, we did drop a phone call. See, he's from Chicago. I'm looking at 773. Hey, brother, move around a little bit. Your phone is cut off. We can't hear you. Jojo. I'm looking at him right here, but some reason his phone is not. Sounds like it's on mute or something. But, hey, check your phone and see if it's on mute, man. Okay, Jojo, let's wait on him for maybe about 2 minutes, and let me try to call him back on another line and see if that'll work. Let's see. Hello?
Yeah, that's a positive message, though.
Yeah.
The message that he was laying down, man. I was picking up where he was laying down. You feel me?
Is that Justin Cleo?
Oh, you know.
Hey, Justin. Yeah, you're right, man. That dude was pretty deep.
He's very deep.
I'm looking at him, but I got to get on with the show, man. We can't wait around because I got to get my.
You can't call him back.
I'm looking at him right here. He's on the show. Actually, I just tried to call him back. Let me try to unmute his phone and mute it back. Maybe that'll help. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I muted it out. Now I'm muting it back in. Jojo, are you there? Jojo. Sounds like he's trying to talk, but it's not coming out. Jojo. Okay, brother. We're going to play your song, Jojo. Let me play Jojo's song. I wanted a world premiere, but since Jojo's not able to give it to us.
Do you want me to try to call him from my phone?
Yeah. Could you try to do that? You got his number,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'll do that now. Yeah, I have his number.
Okay.
All righty.
Just hold on for a minute, crew. Let's just hold on and let Vienna do what she does, and let's see if we can get him like this because I'm looking at him right now, and he's still on the phone with us, but we're not able to hear him, so maybe he's in a bad area, or maybe it's not coming through. And I also got to call back Kenny's brother, Robert, so let's get him
here.
On the phone also.
I'm still on here.
Oh, Robert, okay, I didn't know you were on there. I'm sorry, brother, I thought your phone had dropped again. I'm sorry.
No, I sit here on mute going through the big A.
Oh, okay, man, I got you, brother, I got you. You guys are coming up, man, so just hold on for it. Give us a little second. We're going to get this. Okay, cool. Thank you, sir. Hey, Hey, Money, why don't you give the news real quick while we're doing this? Why don't you tell us something, what's going on in the hip-hop world out there right now? Hey, Money. Hey, Money, the raving reporter, come out with the news, baby. What's up?
Well, you know, I really wanted to report on the latest about the death of Chris Riley, but again, you're having technical difficulties. My internet is going down. I'm not even sure, and my show coming on, so I don't know what's going on with it. If you could give me a moment.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Let me think
all
about.
All right. I got him. He's on the other line. He's on.
Okay, JoJo, yep. Man, can you finish giving out? I know you already gave it, but can you give us? I think I got your Twitter. I'm not for sure, man, but I think I found it. I think I clicked on it. Oh yeah, I did find it. I did click on it. So if you don't mind, just follow me back, and you can check out my Facebook from there. I'll send it to you in just a little bit. Hey, JoJo, but can you tell us a little bit as far as? I know you've already told us about your music, how long you've been in it. I know you told us that. I know you told us about the other business you got going on. But, hey, you know what? Let's do something different. Let's let my girl, Sister Gidget, on the phone. Sister Gidget, you got any questions you want to ask JoJo?
No, I just want to tell him that I appreciate how focused he is towards our issues, because so many people in the business sometimes either contribute to the issue or turn a blind eye. And so, JoJo, I really commend you for being one that really addresses the issues in our community head on. And really, that's what I really meant by I said I have something to make you come. I think we have we cover issues like that on the Thursday show. We address issues of our people, the condition of our youth in particularly, and so I think that that show would be a perfect fit for you as well, because it's a place where you can really address the issues. You don't have to be politically correct, but if we don't sit down amongst each other and talk about what's going on with our people, no one else is going to do it. And so I just pray that you and I can get together and I can have you on an upcoming show real soon. And I just thank you for your focus, sir.
JoJo, are you still there?
Well, maybe not.
JoJo, Vienna, are you still there?
Oh.
Okay. Okay, well, look, JoJo. Wow, JoJo and Vienna are both having problems now.
Is
dude,
anybody
I can't
ready?
Hear you, man. We got a lot of feedback, too. Vienna, are you there? Okay, I'm going to introduce JoJo's song. He has a song right now, and I can't really say what the name of it is. It looks like Chasi. Let's see what this is about by JoJo Capone. Let's check it out, guys. Or maybe not. Wow. Doesn't seem like it wants to load. Let me start over my computer. Are you guys still there?
This is Gidget Caesar. I'm here.
Okay. I think we're having problems with the software tonight.
Is it dropping calls?
Yeah, Vienna's on the phone. My man is on the phone, and Vienna's on the phone, but they're not getting through. So, yeah, we're having technical problems with the software, guys, so please bear with us. I mean, we only have 46.
Is A-Money on the phone?
Hey, guys.
A-Money?
Hey, Peoples, are you still there?
Still here, my man, still here.
Hey, man, okay. Okay, so if you're there, that means
what
everybody else.
What about Robert and him?
Who?
Robert and
Joker, are you still there? Robert and the Joker, are you guys still there? I'm looking at Robert too, man. What the heck is going on?
Are those the people that you called? Because I know I called in. Maybe Brother Rakim called in. Are those people that you called from the computer?
Yes, ma'am. Of course I called them because they're on my show. So that is not making sense to me.
Well, that's the problem. It's something with the system. If it's only the people that you call, because if everybody else that called in is on the line, it's the system.
Hey, Money, are you still there?
No.
You're also. Hey, Justin, I see you. And, hey, Money, I see you. And, Vienna, I do see you. And I'm pretty sure JoJo is there also because I see a Chicago number. But I'm not hearing you guys. So, wow, man, this is crazy. But I guess, man, dang, I don't know what to do. The song isn't even playing. Hold on, JoJo. Let me see if your song will play again, JoJo. Yeah, it's something going on with the system because my songs aren't even playing right now, man. So, okay, I guess I'm going to have JoJo and the Joker and my man Merc Robert back on the show again.
Can you refresh your season? Will they allow you to refresh?
I just refreshed.
Oh, okay.
I just did that, and it's still doing the same thing. So everybody that's listening in right now, we're having technical problems. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I apologize. I apologize to Joker, and I apologize to your brother as well, Joker. I guess we need to rebook this show right here, guys. So I'll be giving you a call back once I get my phone tomorrow. I'll give you guys a call, and we'll get this done, man, because every now and then Blog Talk have a problem with their shows, but this is ridiculous right here. I mean, I'm on the show right now, and I'm looking at the people right here, but they can't talk, and that's not a show. So, guys, I apologize there. A Money, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry that you can't do your thing, but you weren't prepared anyway. So we're going to go on with that. Vienna, I'm sorry. I apologize to you also, baby, because you basically have the whole show underneath your arms, and I apologize to you as well as Peoples, even though he called in. And Sister Gidget, thank you guys for calling in. I appreciate you and Peoples coming on the show every week. You guys come back. If you're not by here every week, you're by here every other week. I appreciate it, Sister Gideon and Peoples. I appreciate it. Hey, I can't play any songs, though. That's ridiculous, man. Everything is stopped right now. So with that being said, I guess I'm just going to say peace to everyone that's listening in. We're going to shut down the show a little early tonight. I love every one of you guys, so keep tuning in. We'll be back on the show next week. Next week we'll have the porn star here, Pinky, and we're hopefully won't nothing go wrong with that, because that's going to be real, real big for all the guys out there. So you guys are listening in. You need to tune in next week. I'm going to have Pinky on the show. We're going to see what Pinky's into and what she has going on in her with her life. Everybody else, I'm going to say rinse, do, pay me, and join me for another episode of DJ Black Season Vienna. We'll be on next week, guys, next Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time. So always tune in at that time and check us out and see who we got on the show. You never know who's going to be here. My man Joker and Robert, I'm going to rebook your show again. JoJo, I'm going to rebook it, man, so just stay tuned, brother. And you can repeat everything over again, brother. I really don't care because that's not fair. And my man Justin Khalil, I'm glad to have you on the show, man. That worked out really great with you. So, Justin, much blessings, and I'll be promoting you online too, brother. So I'm back on it, man. I'm pretty done with what I had going on, but I'm back on your promotion, so I'll be back with you starting tomorrow. Everybody else, peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Good night.
Good night.